Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Y'all know it's been a hell of a pandemic life. I'm so glad this is my last day of work. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm off until well into the new year. I took the time, y'all. And I want to encourage you, please take time off. Please rest, recharge, and get ready for 2022 because it is going to be a roller coaster because this shit ain't over. And so with that said, today I have a special workplace protocols, shit you need to know for the workplace episode for y'all. So because we are in this state of flux and all these transitions, I've been having a lot of conversations with people who are in these transition points. And so today we're going to talk about three key transition points in your career and the things that you need to do to set yourself up for success during these critical times at different junctures. And they happen over and over again. So keep this episode in your back pocket for when it's your turn, because baby, it's coming. So the first transition I want to talk about is when you accept a new role. Okay, so at this transition point, you have accepted a role internally. So we're going to start internally. And you're like, yay, new role internally. This could be a lateral role or it could be a promotion. Now, all you corporate warriors out there, I'm expecting that it's a promotion because that is what we are here to do, get paid and promoted. So you got this promotion. We're just going to go with that. And you're happy about it. And they say, okay, we're going to pay you X for this new role. And even if you're like, holy shit, yeah, on the inside, the outside should be like, that's not what I was thinking. Listen, understand, even internally, you should work to negotiate your offer. And so what you want to do, because it's internal, you want to go to your internal resources. So first you want to see what policies there are internally that are open out there. You want to go and look around on the intranet of your company to see what quote unquote transparency documents they have around compensation. Because a lot of companies, they put these documents out there and understand this is the policy. And so you need to be armed with the policy so you will be able to use their words against them because it's the policy. So we should all abide by the policy, right?
Right.
And a lot of times what you'll find is a lot of times they're operating outside of the policy, but that's not to your benefit. It's actually to your detriment. So that's why it's good for you to understand, like, what are the policies? What are the rules? What normally happens? Then you want to understand, oh, and by the way, what are the exceptions? Because listen here, guys, the goal is to always be the exception in a good way. Right. In the positive way, you want to be the exception. So you want to be like, normally we wouldn't give you such an increase, but because we value you, we are going to give you even more money. That's an exception they made. Great. I'm worth it. I'm worth every exception that you need to make and give me my money.
Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money.
Yes. Have my money. So now that you've gathered all the information and you've talked to your trusted advisors and you've learned, like, hey, here's the range for my new role. Here's the midpoint for my new role. here is maybe the budget for my new role. So there is some wiggle room to give me more money. So according on the relationships you have, you should go to your new hiring manager and you should have a very warm and frank conversation. So again, it's not personal. And so you want to set this tone and you want to say, "Hey, Joan, I am so excited about this new opportunity. I'm excited that you chose me to join your team. And I cannot wait to get to work and delivering value and showing results. I want to say thank you for this offer. And I understand, you know, compensation wise, that the organization, you know, this is what they're thinking. Here's what I'm thinking." And then you give her the number that you want. Now, it shouldn't just be the number you want. It should be the number you want plus some. So you give them room to negotiate. So let's say you are like, "Hey, the offer was $75,000. And you're like, "You know, I want $85,000. So then what you say is, "Hey, I think based on the compensation I've been looking at, where the midpoint is for the role, all the information I've gathered, I'm going to ask for 90. And just stop talking. You want to use the least amount of words and be the most positive. Then what you want to do is listen. And so what you should hear is, "Okay, Felicia, well, I'm not sure what we can do, but let me go back and have some discussions and I'll get back to you. But I'm really excited for you to be on the team. And then that's when you're like, "I'm excited too." Like, you know, match energy. "And so, you know, I have to advocate for myself." So especially if it's a woman that you're talking to, say, "I have to advocate for myself." And because that resonates, like, "Yeah, I know I need to," because we all as women struggle with this whole advocating for ourselves. If you're talking to a man, you say, "I wouldn't be the right person for the role if I didn't try to negotiate my offer, Bob." Because that'll resonate better with a man. Like, "Yeah, you, because I would negotiate." Like, they would do that, right? Because the genders, they hear things differently. So you want to think through the impact of what you're saying to the person so that you can get the result you want. Okay, so now they'll come back. It won't be the 90 you asked for, but it might be close to the 85 you wanted. So the closer you get to the 85 you wanted, you win. It might be a little less, but what it should not be is less, or like, it shouldn't just be the 75. Even if it's like 78, you should be pushing for something more. But remember, always remain uber positive and excited, because it's really hard for people to be upset or get emotional about you trying to negotiate or you trying to get more money when you're excited and you bring that kind of energy. That energy is contagious and it allows you to have the other person get excited, and it doesn't let them get in their head about being defensive that you're asking for more money. And so that's why you want to bring that type of energy to the conversation. And it's also letting them know that, like, you're really excited about the role. You're negotiating your salary because that's what you're supposed to do. So don't never not negotiate your salary because you're afraid of what someone else is going to, like, get defensive about. And I don't even know why people get defensive about people negotiating their salaries. Like, it's not even your fucking money. It's the company's money. Your name ain't on the company just like my name ain't on the company. Give people their things, please. Okay, come bring it back. Okay, so that's internal. Now, externally, usually you don't have all the inside information. So you have to do your due diligence. So this is where having a network is so key, and like having people in the industry, having people at the company. And but then also, this is where you need to make friends with the HR person. Because if the HR person likes you, they are a little more apt to push for you. And at least you have a shot at getting them to try instead of shutting down and be like, it's my job and I'm just going to make sure you don't get this money, right? Or I got to treat somebody else fair, blah, blah, blah. I don't care if my offer ain't fair compared to other people. I'm trying to be the exception. I'm trying to get you to pay me the most, okay? They don't need to know that part. Like, that's just, you know that inside. But that should drive you to create this conversation. And it goes a little something like this. Hey, Felicia, we're so excited to offer you the job. And this is the compensation. And so I just wanted to, you know, get a pulse of where you're at and how you're feeling. So normally this is the HR person that's recruiting you and they're making you an offer. It's usually not the hiring manager. And then you say, oh, Paula, it's so good to hear from you. I'm so excited about this offer. Let's talk through the package. And then they talk you through the package. And so the base comp and the this comp and this and this and this and this and this. And you're like, oh, okay, that's awesome. Can you send that over to me in writing? I got to get my attorney to look this over. That is really what you should be doing. But let's say you don't have an attorney or you don't have those resources just yet. Then you say, oh my God, this sounds amazing. Can you send it over to me in writing? Let me have some time to review it, digest it, and get back with you with any questions I may have. But just know I'm super excited about this and I can't wait to talk to you. Like, can we have like 2 or 3 days? That's if you don't have an attorney. If you have an attorney, let me get this to my attorney and I will get back to you as soon as I can get them to get back to me. I'm anticipating it'll just be a couple days, but I will keep communicating with you on it. Right. So those are the two things you say. Then you get it. Let them sweat a little bit. Remember, this is like dating. Like, you can't call right back. Like, you gotta let it breathe a little bit. Let them think, oh, maybe she don't like me. Maybe she do like me. And then boom, there you are. Like, hey girl, can we set up some time? I got a couple questions. So now you've done your research, right? You've like, what can I get more money? That's what you went to go find out. Then when you talk to me, it's like, hey Paula, thanks so much. I just have a couple questions and just want to let you know, first and foremost, I am super excited about this offer and I know that we can come to a win-win. So you want to say that to signal, I want to take this offer, but you're going to have to pay me. That's what that signals. So it's, I want us to come to a win-win. And it sounds super positive. And so, yeah, she's like, yeah, I want a win-win too. Bitch, I want to put you in this company and then I get points, right? Because their metrics are on how many offers they convert. So you got to understand who you're talking to. So then you say, hey, I've been doing some research. I've talked to a few people. And for this role, at my level, with my experience and the value that I'm going to bring to this team, I think, you know, coming up to, and then you give your number. Because remember, they gave you the number first. So, you know, if you ever hear somebody say, oh, you can't give the number first. No, they gave you their number first when they gave you the offer. You got the right position. So then you say, okay, so this offer is for $125. In the market, I'm looking at, based on your competitors and based on the research I've done and my experience and my level, $135 would be a more competitive offer. Now, mind you, my goal is to get to $130. So I said $135. So you're going to get one of two things. You're going to get, well, let me go back and have some conversations. I'm glad you brought that up. Were there any other things that you want to talk about? Stay focused on the base. That's your money. That's guaranteed money. Then you can negotiate all the other things afterwards. Say, well, I would like to table those things right now and focus on the base. And then when we get the base straight, all the other stuff we can figure out, right? So she will then go back and see you and blah, 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 right? Or you may get, Felicia, we have maxed out the budget. This is what we have in the budget. Maybe we can work something else out, but I can't go. This is our best offer. Now, when she says that, what that means is that's their best offer. Until they say this is our best offer, this is all we can give you, then you're still negotiating and don't feel bad about it. But when she says, I know, like if she don't even try to pretend to go back, she's like, I know if I go back, it's going to be a no. And I know why. And usually they know more information. And so what you want to say is, can you help me understand what the thought process is? And do you think my hiring manager would be willing to fight for me to have this extra money? That's the question you want to ask. Because then you can take it out of the HR person's hands and you can put it in the hiring manager's hands. Your hiring manager wants to hire you and they want you bad. And it's hard out here because ain't a lot of good talent out here right now. It's rough. And so if you've presented yourself well and they know you come in and get work done, listen, this is the time, people. Get your money. And so you just keep pushing a little bit, gently, but push. Don't give up until everybody says, no, we can't do it. And then you say, okay, if you really want the job, you're like, okay, understandable. I'll come in, show my value. We can talk about this in a year. And don't forget to come back and revisit in a year and be like, I've done all these things. Y'all still want me? Because these other companies do. So that's externally when you don't have the internal information. Now, the next transition point, because now you've gotten the offer, you've signed an offer, and let's say it's externally. Now you got to leave your current company if you, you know, had a job and you were working. Listen, let me tell y'all this story. So one of my mentees, Po Tink Tink, he's like, I told my manager, we had a conversation on the phone that I was resigning. Okay. Now, did you send that in writing? He was like, wait, I got to send something in writing? I'm like, yeah, nigga, you got to send it in writing. So understand, you always need to make it formal because what you don't want is for them to do something funky HR end and that somehow end up somewhere back, you know, in a file or in a background check or whatever. So you always want to put in writing, and it can be email nowadays. And it should be short and simple. So your resignation letter should go a little something like this. It should have the date. It should have to who it is, right? Even if it's an email, you know, email is going to automatically have that. But what I would do is in a Word doc, I would make a letter in a Word doc. I put the date to your hiring manager, their name, and then I would say, dear such and such, it has been a pleasure to work for XYZ Corporation for the past XYZ years. If it's years or months, if it's, you know, if it's been less than a year, then put months. If it's been more than a year, put the years. And then I would say, as of, and your last, put your last day of working, as of blah, 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 I will no longer be with the blah, blah, blah company. This is my official resignation letter. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sincerely, Felicia, or put your name. That's it. Just short and sweet. Somewhere like, and you can switch it, just switch up a little bit, but it should be very short and sweet. It should have today's date that you're going to give the letter. And make sure it's the same date. So don't write the letter like, you know, some of y'all got resignation letters saved on your car drives. Make sure you put the date that you send this letter, right? And then the person's name and then the little verb. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This is my official 2 weeks notice of resignation. And my last day of work will be. So you want to put what your last day of work will be. appreciate the opportunity. Just always throw that in there. It sounds very positive. And then sincerely, your name, right? Then you can attach the Word doc to an email and email your boss like, hey, Bob, this is my official letter of resignation. I really appreciate you. Thanks for having the conversation earlier today. Let me know if you need anything further. Boom, sent. Sincerely, Felicia. Boom, send. So here's the thing. If you notice, I said, thanks for having the conversation earlier, because yes, you should have a conversation first. Don't just send an email blind. Don't do that. Like, that's just rude. It's just the wrong thing to do. Don't be that person. Please, 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 please send your boss the letter after you've had a conversation. Please have a conversation first. Okay. Make that promise. We say, raise your right hand. If you're not driving or you're safe, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. So I, Felicia Ann Rose A. Nuha, do solemnly swear that I will always have a conversation before I submit my formal resignation letter. Okay, I have blessed it. No, but for real, y'all, like, please don't be assholes. Okay, that's important because it shows character, heart, humanity, blah, blah, blah. But it also allows you to keep your relationships intact, and you want to take those relationships you've cultivated with you, especially if you're staying in the same industry. But even if you're not, like, you just never know where people end up. And corporate world, it seems big, but it's small. I mean, we all on LinkedIn now, like, shit. Like, listen, just do right by people. So now, the last transition point is asking for more money. So either asking for a promotion or asking for a raise. That's a transition point I want to bring up. And the reason why I want to bring it up is I'm going to tell y'all this story about my little cousin who's been on this podcast before, talking about his internship back in the day. So now fast forward, he's graduated, he's working, he's in a big old Fortune 500 company. Lord bless his little soul. He don't know what to do. He's like, what is this adulting? Oh my God. He's just, poor baby. So something told me deep in my spirit, let me call this little nigga. I ain't heard from him. When he coming home, I need to lay eyes on him. So I called him up. I was like, hey, how's it going? What you doing? He says, yeah, tomorrow I have my performance review. I was like, nigga, you just out here. You think you know you're good? Okay. He's like, yeah, I'm going to ask for a raise. I was like, what? So you're going to ask for a raise during your performance review. Help me make that make sense. Now, y'all, to be fair, he's 23. This is his first job out of undergrad. He don't know nothing, right? It's so cute. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I've worked hard and I should get a good review. And so, my cost of living has gone up. I need more money. He's in a rotational program and he had to move. And his rent went up and he's unhappy about that. He's like, this is some bullshit. I shouldn't laugh at his growing pains into adulting because I'd be mad every first of the month paying my rent. So I understand, my friend. So I told him, like, first of all, what you're not going to do is go in here and ask this man that you've just been working for a few months, because he's in a rotational program. So he just rotated from one rotation to the next and it's only been a couple months. So you've only worked for this person for 2 months and you're going to go ask them for some more money? Nigga, what are you thinking? No, this person don't know you. You haven't built a relationship with them. They don't even know if they like you or not. And you're going to ask them for some money? That's the fastest way to get somebody not to like you. No. I said, and you're doing it during your performance review. And at the time, he didn't even know what his performance review was. But let me tell y'all how God works. So while we were on the phone, he got an email from his boss sending over like the paper first before the meeting. So it was like a pre-read. And this was great. So then I'll start reading. And he basically just got that regular rating, like, you're too new to the team to really rate you. So here, we're going to put you in the middle. You're fine. You met your expectations. And I was like, you just met expectations? And are you going to ask this man for more money? You feeling like a white man, huh? I was like, you got drugs, my nigga. Don't do that. Okay. Do not go into your performance review. And even if you get rock star rating, you're like top performer, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. Don't do that during your performance review. What you want to do is make sure you have all your ducks in place from a relationship standpoint. And there's a lot of language you need to craft so that the person comes to you and goes, you know, we need to promote you. You have been doing blah, blah, blah. Like, that's what you need to do. I'm not saying don't ask for a promotion. I'm saying understand how to ask for a promotion and when to ask for a promotion. That's what I'm saying. So we got his, he sent me, he flipped it to me and I was reading through it with him. And I was like, don't you never, ever go during your performance evaluation to ask for a promotion. Number one. Number two, during that time, you need to sit there and listen and get the feedback, understand, and then you got to come back. So he's going to come back to me and tell me what happened in the meeting. And we're going to workshop it like I would do with any of my clients. We're going to workshop. And now we're going to craft a plan to, one, deliver on the expectations set coming out of this performance review, because that's what happens in performance reviews. Like, the boss tells you, going forward, these are the things I expect. Okay, great. Glad you're talking about it now. Then we're going to craft a plan on how he proves that he demonstrates these things. Then we are going to start planting the seeds for promotion. And then at the prime time, we will ask for the promotion. That's what we're going to do. It's a process. But please, whatever you do, don't go in your performance review asking for a promotion. In fact, a promotion conversation should be its own conversation with no distraction. And you actually want to ask for your boss's advocacy and help in getting you the promotion. You don't want to just ask your boss for a promotion. I hope you caught that. Because a lot of people just go in there, I really think I need to be promoted. Like, I need more money. You need to give me more money. I'm working my butt off. I deserve. Don't nobody care about what you deserve. Especially when you say, I deserve. That's the quickest way to get somebody to say, prove it. And then that's subjective. So you lost right there. So there's a process. Perfect. If you want more info, you're gonna have to wait till next year when I launch my new coaching program, because that's gonna be one of the modules. So it'll be worth it. Anyway, guys, listen, I want you to rest. Have a merry, merry, merry Christmas, because you won't get an episode before Christmas after this one, right? We're going to take a little breaky break. We're going to rest. We're going to eat. Stay safe, because Omicron is out there acting a black monkey fool and just, you know, having the time of its life while just out there probably killing some people. So, yeah, be safe, guys. Okay. Have fun, get some rest, but be safe all together. And if you need any advice or you have a question, hit me up. I'll be checking my emails periodically over the break. So ask@trillmba.com. If I don't respond within like 3 days or so, because it's the holidays, y'all, I ain't gonna be on the email like I am usually. But if I don't respond in 2 or 3 days, hit me up again. I probably missed it because, you know, I got ADHD. And I'll email you back. One of my listeners emailed me and called me Trillin' B Bay. And I was like, oh, wait, are you calling me your bae? Like, I'm your career bae? I kind of liked it. It was kind of cool. But then I had to let her know, like, girl, it is Saturday night. Like, stop worrying about, you can't, nothing you can do about this shit. Like, let it go. Go have fun. Rest. And here's some ways to think about what your issue is. But, like, oh, I don't want y'all stressing about y'all's career, y'all. And I know it's hard because that's where the money resides. But literally, if you find yourself in that place, email me. I'm happy to help. We're going to have some new programming in the new year. I'm really excited. That's what I'm going to be working on while I'm off from the corporate gig. I'm really excited about that. It's coming, y'all. It's all coming together. And it's going to be great for anybody who is just ambitious, a go-getter, and wants to get this bag and get promoted. I am here to help you do that. So that's coming. But always hit trillmba.com/coaching. I will have a limited one-on-one sessions in the new year. So if you really, really have something urgent or whatever, email first. But you can schedule coaching calls right now for the new year. So ask at trillmba.com or trillmba.com/coaching to get the help you need. I'm here to help. That's what I do. I'm so excited, y'all. We have one more Workplace Protocols episode to end the year. And then we will resume our regularly scheduled programming mid-January. We're going to take a little break. You know, my birthday is in early January. So, you know, I don't work on my birthday. So y'all definitely ain't getting no podcast in the beginning of January. But I will be working on stuff to bring y'all great, excellent content. But until then, please, please, please rest. And just know I love y'all. And I will see y'all one more time before the end of the year. And then after that, I'll see y'all in 2022. So until the next episode, y'all, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.